Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, something pretty groundbreaking happened recently, and not a lot of people are talking about it for whatever reason. And it is that Wisconsin defensive back Xavier Lucas left Wisconsin and is now going to play at Miami.
Yeah.
But he didn't enter the portal because Wisconsin refused to put him in it. They were having a revenue sharing contract dispute.
Yep.
And so Wisconsin said, yeah, you ain't transferring. He's like, watch me. He did not go in the portal. He just left and went to Miami.
Yeah, the portal had already closed, right? There are portal windows. So you can see it where a guy goes, hey, I'm making my intent to transfer, but you can't until the portal window. He just said, I'm leaving. And Wisconsin's like, no, you're not. He signs and they're like, we're not letting you out of your agreement. Miami's like, whatever, we'll take you. So Wisconsin gets all pissy, calls the NCAA and is like, what the hell? And the NCAA comes out and says, there's really no such thing as the portal. And like reporters were asking the NCAA about this, and the NCAA basically admitted that the portal isn't a real thing. They said, well, we don't really have any way to enforce it, and it's just more of a... So according to now the NCAA, the transfer portal... doesn't exist. You can leave whenever the hell you want.
What?
So
what are we doing?
The way he's getting around it is he did not formally sign with Miami. So what he did was he just left.
Yeah.
He withdrew from classes at Wisconsin, and he is enrolled academically at Miami, but he did not formally sign with Miami, and so that means he skirts the transfer rules. So he's enrolled for the fall, and he's going to reclassify to spring 2025.
So freaking
brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I wonder if more kids are going to do this.
Well, if
not a lot of them are in conflict with their school like this.
But. No, but the fact that the NCAA came out and basically said that the transfer portal isn't a real thing. What? I consider me just a moron then, because I thought this thing was like steadfast, that there were like real rules in place about when and where and all that. Apparently the NCAA is saying no, there's not.
The other thing this is going to do is it's going to make the rules will come fast.
It has to.
About enforcing and signing and the rules behind these revenue sharing agreements.
Yeah.
In other words, the pay for play. Because Wisconsin may have a leg to stand on here. They're saying, hey, wait a minute. We signed you. You signed this.
Yeah.
This is what we agreed to. And so breaking that agreement, that's going to trigger litigation from Wisconsin. Well, it will. I mean, they're pissed off. They're like, wait a minute. You can't just sign and leave.
But he'll be like, well, that's fine. I don't want whatever you're offering anyway. So see you later.
Yeah. And well, by him not signing with Miami, they really can't stop him. That's
right.
That's the genius of it.
And that's like if you sign a contract to be a coach somewhere and you're like, I'm not going to coach this team anymore. Well, you might not be able to just hop to the next job right away, but you can certainly leave that one.
He's claiming that the school left him in purgatory because they weren't talking to him. They weren't communicating to him. So he's saying, well, I had to leave because I didn't know what to do.
I had to leave. I just, man, I I am all for the transfer portal. I'm all for NIL because for years, and I hate when Nick Saban and these guys come out and then they rattle their sabers about how awful it is now. Meanwhile, for years and years, coaches could get whatever the hell they wanted, leave whenever they wanted. And now that the players can do it, now it's the end all, the be all. But some of this stuff is completely out of control. And the NCAA just now throwing up their hands and saying there's nothing we can do about it. And this stems from, remember when Tennessee and Virginia that sued the NCAA? And the NCAA came out and said, there will be no more NIL investigations because we can't hold up in court. So we're just doing away with it. And at that point, the floodgates were open. You could do whatever you wanted, pay for play, any sort of agreement. And we're like, all right, well, all the guardrails are off. But now we're finding out that the guardrails aren't off. There's just no structure. There's no transfer portal. You can leave. You can leave whenever the hell you want. And the NCAA is like, yeah, there's nothing we can do about it because they know they'll lose.
Yeah, but I don't see a lot of kids doing this because they don't have to. Like, they're not fighting with their, most of the schools are like, okay, fine, leave. And it's the portal is the easiest way to get found.
Yes.
Because once you enter it,
yeah,
all the that's where everybody's doing the business. So yeah, it behooves you to go into the portal.
It's the forum for it.
Yes. Yeah. But if you have issues with your school, you technically don't need the portal, which is amazing.
No, you don't.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, just the next time someone says that the like, if this is really the wild, wild west, as it appears to be, in the NCAA saying, I'll find the response, by the way, I'm looking for it. Like, it's alarming what the NCAA said. But there are people that are saying, in theory, you could leave three games into the season and just go enroll somewhere else and play and be like, go ahead and try to stop me, NCAA. Because as long as there isn't employment contracts saying that you are tied here, antitrust laws would seemingly, and this is what the NCAA is saying, seemingly prevents them from doing anything. I know it's a slippery slope, and I don't like to do that. Well, if this happened, this could happen. But in theory, right now, according to the NCAA statement, you could play two games at Oregon and be like, nah, I don't like this. And then play the next week at the University of Washington and then play Oregon. Like, that is the sort of Pandora's box that we're getting in here.
And I'd love to see it.
Something has to change. There has to be some.
You would think they'd invoke some sort of rule that you can't play for two different schools within a certain period of time.
Yeah, we got to pull a Spicoli. We left this England place because it was bogus. If we don't get some cool rules ourselves, we're just going to be bogus too. Yeah?
Who's the Expos guy who played for two teams in one day?
Yeah,
he played for the Mets, I think.
Yeah, I remember that. But it was like because of a delay in the game.
Was it like Tim Wallach?
Something like that. Yeah, he played for both teams. Played for both teams.
On the same day.
Yeah. And you may actually have that happening, which would be hilarious.
All right.
At halftime, you're just like, yeah, you know what?
You know what? I'll see you on the other side, bitches. I'm going to go play for them.
I don't like the way this is going.
All right, open segment next on The Fan.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.